Genesis 18 contains two wonderful and rightly famous Old Testament stories. There's the hospitality of Abraham, and then in the second half of the chapter, Abraham wrestling in prayer with God. And it's that second half that I'm going to read. Abraham's visitors turned from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou indeed destroy the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou then destroy the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from thee to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from thee. Shall not the judge of all the world do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous people in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered, "Behold, I have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Supposing 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking, wilt thou destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again he spoke to him and said, "Suppose 40 are found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 40 I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, let the Lord not be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Behold, I have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once. Suppose 10 are found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. O Lord, hear our prayers as we wrestle with you in intercession for the world. As we struggle sometimes to see your purposes at work, where the righteous are destroyed with the wicked. O Lord God of heaven and earth, wilt thou not do right and save thy elect and preserve thy people? In Jesus' name, Amen.